Welcome, everybody. It's time for the only tech-savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. It's every Tuesday at noon, right here on OC Talk Radio, The Skinny on Beauty, with our skinny host, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
You going to give us the straight scoop, the real skinny here today?
We're going to give you the real skinny for all beauty bloggers out there. That's for sure.
I have to interrupt you for 1 second, then I'll butt out here. I was going to show you today that I just, again, I haven't heard that phrase in a long time. You know, tell me the real skinny here. And I thought it was cute when you came up with the name for the show. And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing it everywhere. PR News, which is the big PR publication I've subscribed to for years, has a new column they call The Skinny on PR.
Nice.
So all of a sudden, you're starting a trend here.
I am. I'm already trending. Isn't that amazing? Thank you for the great introduction. My name's Cheryl Hawley, your host for The Skinny on Beauty. I'm here with Sheila Arkey from Painted Ladies Beauty Blog. Hi, Sheila. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Awesome.
So for those of you that are new listeners of the show, my name is Cheryl Hawley, and I have a complete full marketing agency called Unite Socially. You can find out more about me at unitesocially.org. And I created this community along with the Skinny on Beauty blog / radio show that you're listening to now to support Unite Socially and then other beauty bloggers, wellness bloggers in, you know, throughout the country, really. And so today I'm here with Sheila. And Sheila, like I said, has a blog called Painted Ladies, and we're just going to jump right in here. So Sheila, tell me a little bit about how you got started in the beauty industry.
Well, I've loved makeup my entire life. I remember being 4 years old and just being really, I saw my mom buy some nail polish in New York City, and I just fell in love with something about makeup and beauty. And she would always buy me, you know, Tinkerbell cosmetics. And as I got older, my parents wouldn't allow me to wear makeup, but I would always sneak it. And look at me now.
Yeah. Look at me now.
And I just remember being 16 years old and looking at, you know, magazines, looking at the beauty sections, and I saw a Kevin O'Quan book in the in Barnes & Noble's, and he's deceased, but he was one of the biggest makeup names out there, and I just really fell in love with makeup, and it's something that it's been my passion, and I've always loved it. So one thing led to another, and after I graduated from college, I had a job in the radio industry, and then I started freelancing for MAC, and I would do freelance makeup for weddings and for different occasions, and through the years, I just, you know, that's what I was doing. I was working behind the scenes in at a beauty magazine, and then eventually, I just got into writing a blog, and it's been 4.5 years, so.
Nice.
Yes.
And that blog is Painted Ladies.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what that encompasses.
Painted Ladies is something I created 4.5 years ago. The address is www.painted-ladies.com. And the tagline is that, you know, this is a blog to empower women, inspire women, and educate women. And I'm not just a makeup artist. I am a person who absolutely loves makeup and the beauty industry. It's in my blood.
Right.
And what I really want to do is, you know, show women new products, which, you know, I love, but I know there's a big market and a need for, you know, instruction and how to put on that makeup. So my intention was always to show my readers, you know, this is how you can do this look on your eyeshadow. And, you know, when I was working behind a makeup counter, it was the best experience ever, because, you know, a lot of women would come in and say, oh, I just put my eyeshadow on with my fingers, can you, like,
oh my gosh, my sister still does that.
But there's a lot of people out there who are like, you know, I don't know what to do, so can you show me what to do? So, and, you know, Painted Ladies combines three things that I love very much. I love writing, I love makeup, and I love photography. So this is a way for me to give back and share. And
yes. Yeah, it is. And it's so fun when you create a blog because you do get to encompass all these different creative avenues.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so it's not just about the creative writing or, you know, the strategic planning and like how you're going to word things, but it's also about the visual imagery.
It is.
Yes.
And somebody, another blogger, I know was saying that, you know what, when you are a blogger, you're creating a mini media empire because you have to do, you know, you have to do the back end. You have to do the, you know, the creating the blog and the HTML and not just that, but promoting it. So you learn.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So speaking about promoting, you know, you do make money off of your blog, your beauty blog. And so, you know, for today's show, I wanted to kind of talk about a little bit about that and like how you started making money and like when was the first time that you were just like, oh my gosh, I'm actually getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about when that happened for you.
Well, when I started the blog, this is how I go into things. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to do it and I'm just going to enjoy it and let's see what happens. And, it took a while. This was, you know, back in 2009. It took about a year before I started making, you know, people would, number one, I'd had people who, you know, outside companies saying, I want to advertise on your blog. How, you know, how much do you charge? But I also, the number one question I'm asked is, how do you make money? Like, people don't understand what goes on, but there are a couple of ad networks that I work with. And when people visit the blog, you get paid based on, you know, people clicking on certain ads or, you know, how many people visit your blog. And so it took about a year and a half before I got accepted into those networks. And that's when, you know, I saw, you know, how much money I could make. And it was pretty eye opening. And it was actually really cool because I didn't go in with a business plan, but it's something that's become, you know, a nice source of income for me.
Nice. Okay. So when you're saying you got accepted into those networks, so people were, different organization or networks were hitting you up and asking you if you wanted to advertise for them. Is that?
No, there's a couple of pre-existing ad networks. Like I work with BlogHer, and there's also other ones called Glam Media. And basically, they handle your advertising for you. So if you see an ad for CoverGirl, like on the sidebar of my blog, that's, you know, something from BlogHer, and they've contacted CoverGirl, and I get paid based on who clicks on that ad or who visits my how many people visit my website. And at the end of like a certain amount of days, you get a check for
okay.
that. Yeah.
So then you also mentioned it took about a year and a half or
right.
so. So is that, does that, do you think that's content related or is that more following related? Or
I think it's more following related because it does take, you know, with anything you do, it does take a while to gain readership.
Right.
So by that time I had built it up enough. And I remember the first year it was, you know, pretty low. And then a couple of things happened. And then, you know, I think the beautiful thing about blogging is how things can spread virally. And I've definitely benefited from that. And that's, you know, how I've boosted my readership and, things started happening. And
so what are some ways, like, how would you be able to tell if somebody like an ad agency hit you up and they're not worth your time, if you will, right?
Oh, right. It's very interesting. So in a nutshell, basically, a lot of people, a lot of stuff that we do as bloggers is kind of, you kind of have to take into effect that, you know, Google has a big stake in what you do. And it's about, you know, SEO, search engine optimization. And Google doesn't really want to put stuff in the forefront of their search results if you're kind of a spam blog. So when you're creating a link or you're creating an ad for somebody, you have to make sure it's an ad. It's called a no-follow link. And basically, no-follow links means that, you know, people aren't paying you to make their blog more accessible in Google search results.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I get a lot of people who say, can I have a do-follow ad, which means it's more of a spammy link. And those are the people that I just, you know, I can't, you know.
You can't work with.
No.
And has it always been like that, where, you know, there's the differentiating between the do and don't follow or no follow links?
Yes, but I think, you know, in recent times, the blogging industry has definitely changed in the last couple years. So I think right now it's definitely You know, I actually got penalized for having too many do follow links in the past. Mm. And, you know, that basically did not make my search ranking within Google look really good. Mm. So I really, you know, if I want to be taken seriously as a blogger, not just with advertisers, but also in the beauty industry, you have to be really careful about, you know, what ads you accept on your blog.
Mm-hmm. So does it, I mean, now how does that work? How does Google find out about the do and the no follows?
You know, it's very weird. I don't know.
Okay.
But they do, you know, they have
Yeah, they have certain type of spiders.
Right, exactly. Okay. And who knows what goes on, you know, Google, they're very secretive about, you know, what they use or what they, you know, their requirements. So we don't really know. It's kind of, you know, a lot of it is guessing, but basically what I've learned and what I've experienced, it's better to do it the right way.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So do follow links pay like a tremendous amount more? Or?
No, actually sometimes they're a little bit less.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, people want to get a lot of companies from, you know, they want to build up their blog's name or they want to make, you know, kind of trick the search engines. Uh-huh. It's worth it for them to pay a little bit more if you will put on a do follow link. So, yeah.
So it's all about educating yourself to know whether or not...
Right.
You know, that's a good option for you.
Right.
Some people might not know the difference, right?
They might not know. And, you know, it took, you know, for a while, I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'll just take on no follows, just see what happens. And, you know, I paid the price for it. So, but it's definitely best if you want to, you know, if you're really serious about making your blog a business, do it the right way.
Right. Right. Okay. So tell me a little bit more about, you know, different ways that you've learned to grow your blog, not just through social media, but connections that you've made.
You know, a nice thing about blogging is that, you know, even though you don't really meet people face-to-face that much, because we're all working from our homes, it's not like you go to an office and have coworkers. You do connect with other bloggers, and there's a lot of ways you do that. You know, just sometimes you'll message them and say, hey, I really like what you're doing, or sometimes, you know, I belong to a network called the Beauty Blog Coalition, and another one called the Beauty Blogazons, and it's nice because we check in on Facebook, and we, you know, we can ask each other questions like, you know, how do I do this? Or, you know, I got contacted by this company. Are they legitimate? Or, you know, yeah. So we just kind of go back and forth and we connect with each other. And it's really nice to kind of have that backup. And, you know, we guest post on each other's blogs. We, you know, tweet out each other's posts. If there's, you know, so it's basically like a nice organization. And it makes you feel like you're not alone.
Right. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, those networks, when we come back from our break.
Okay.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader. Tutor or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3 with triple points on airfare. By 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is all on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
All right, let's get back to our discussion about beauty blogs here and how to make money on them. That's what I want to hear about.
Thank you, Paul. Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Sheila Arkey from the Painted Ladies blog. And we were talking a little bit about some of the Facebook groups where you could, ask for an invitation to join, right?
Right. I would suggest Googling Beauty Blog Coalition and Beauty Blogazons, and they have forms where you can submit your application. For the Beauty Blog Coalition, you have to be blogging for over a year. You have to at least a year before you can be accepted. But definitely, if you are a beauty blogger and you would like to connect with other bloggers, definitely look up an organization, because, you know, it takes... you know, you can do stuff by yourself, but it's so nice to have a network, and it's so nice to be able to network. And, you know, personally, like, I can't go to makeup shows because I am a single mom, I have a special needs son, and I cannot go to, you know, IMATS or the makeup show. It's just not easy for me, but I can connect with my fellow beauty bloggers and really have this camaraderie that wouldn't be possible otherwise.
Right. So do you get invited? That was a good point, actually, you made. Do you get invited to these different makeup shows? Like, do you get invites already?
Sometimes, yeah. But you can also request a press pass.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends. And a lot of times, companies who are exhibiting at those shows ask you, if you're attending, would you like to come see my product?
Okay. And so how do you leverage that for your blog? Like, do you end up covering those events for yourself, or?
Yes, I have in the past, and it's actually been great. I went to the makeup show a couple of years ago, and I made some really great connections with some companies, with some brands, and it was nice to represent myself. And at the time, my blog was newer, and it was nice to see that people knew who I was, and it was really cool. So, yeah.
Okay, good. So, in these different forums, if you will, these groups online, you said it took a year for one and the other one. Is there any requirement for the beauty blog?
I don't believe so. I think the blog is on. If you have a blog, you can pretty much get in.
Okay.
But you have to, make sure you meet their standards before.
Right.
Yeah, they accept you.
And I'm sure
you.
It probably takes a little bit of rapport then once you get in to build the relationship with the people inside, right?
Right,
for them to want to, go and click on your link and then comment on it or retweet it out, right?
Right.
Or is it instant?
It's those are more for, talking about, what's going on behind your blog. But sometimes, there's different avenues with, you can join different groups to tweet out different programs or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, in what ways have you seen blogging change? Like, so you started your blog 4.5 years ago, which is awesome.
Thanks.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And you're still going strong, and I know that your blog has changed directions in certain ways, but still stayed the same, but it's just, it's broadened its umbrella. So,
yes. So
in what ways has it, grown?
I think it's interesting because, over time, bloggers have become more savvy and more, I think people are really getting better and better and better, and it's been really great to watch it, because I've been back when I was working in radio, I would go to online forums, and there was Makeup Alley, there were a couple other things that were around, but there weren't any blogs really, and this is even before YouTube, but that's how I got my information. And I remember when blogs started becoming more prevalent and started becoming on the scene, and it's just amazing to see how people have gone so great with taking photos, with getting their lighting down, with getting the makeup application down. So I think people are just getting with more experience, because blogging is a relatively new industry. Things are getting, we're a force. We're a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting how the online experience has changed different industries. And I think it's definitely made the beauty industry stronger.
Yes. So within, doing that, like, do you, push out different content, or is it just still, makeup related, or do you push out?
My content has changed. I think my first intention when I started blogging, because I was still, I've retired my makeup brushes for a while, but at the time I was, as a makeup artist, so I really wanted to focus on providing content for makeup artists and, show them, this is more industry related stuff. But, as time has gone on, I've learned to do more, stuff for people who aren't necessarily makeup artists, for people, for people who might not have the experience.
Right.
And it's been great because, people really appreciate, stuff that they can relate to.
Right. And so in doing that, the different photos you were saying, we were talking about how visual imagery is so important. I know you create some of your own because I see your brand, your logo on them, right? But are you part of any type of photo sharing groups, or do you ever buy any type of stock photography as well?
Personally, no. It's my personal preference to do stuff on my own. I think that's part of the, you know, the Painted Ladies brand is the photography, and it's definitely improved over time. But I love, I think, you know, personally, I love that I can put on stuff with my own twist on it. And I know there are some, you know, good arguments for using stock photos, but for my personal branding, I really prefer that it's my own.
And so how do you create your own? What are some of the tools that you use?
Surprisingly simple. I have a DSLR. I have a Nikon D90. I use a 35mm lens, which is great because it's really open and crisp, and I use natural light. I do want to get into more, you know, artificial lighting, but natural light is definitely a good friend to me. And I have a slab of sample. It's ridiculous. If you saw it, you would laugh, but it's it's like a sample of a hardwood floor. It's uh-huh. And I put my stuff on there, and I utilize the natural light early in the morning or midday. That's when I get the really great light. And I don't post edit my photos. I just, you know, I crop here and there, but I don't add any filters. I don't really Photoshop it. And it's, you know, it's a labor of love, because it definitely does take time, and it's time consuming, but this is something that I really truly enjoy, so it's fun.
I'm so glad that you didn't say that you used your iPhone as
oh no
or like some type of camera,
no.
You know, from your phone, because no. I was just like, oh no, please don't say that.
No.
Although, I mean, you know, not that the iPhone 5S camera hasn't come along, you know.
Yeah.
But I still prefer, you know, the old school traditions, because
yeah.
That is what makes, you know, creating something fun. You know,
mm-hmm.
You just pick up your phone and you just point and click. It's not, it just doesn't feel as
genuine. No.
Yeah, it's not like a hobby at that point, right?
No, right. And, you know, it's something that I take a lot of pride in. And, you know, definitely I've gone back in recent times and said, okay, look, this is where I was before. Look at me now. Because if you look, you know, in the early days, I used a different lens. I wasn't so careful about lighting. I was kind of haphazard about stuff.
Right.
But it's been actually really cool to see, you know, my progression. And I think that's, I always want to get better, and I'm always pushing myself. How can I make things brighter? How can I make things more attractive? So one thing, you know, personally that I'm really working on is looking at food photography as an inspiration. Because if you look at some of those food blogs, they put so much work into making such a beautiful presentation. And
they really do.
They do.
I know some food bloggers, and I've gone out to eat with them, and they're like, what are you doing? Do not touch your food until I get a picture.
It's kind of changed how we eat. It has.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just used to eating as soon as the food gets...
And they have to have the lighting and the...
They do. Mm-hmm. And they take a lot of pride in it. Now, they do use their iPhones, by the way.
Oh, that's good to know.
But they're at a restaurant.
Yeah.
But once they go, I mean, not all of them, excuse me, not all food bloggers do this. Okay.
You still want to go out to eat with them.
But yeah, so, you know, I'm sure they go home and doctor it up and mm-hmm. like take different pictures. But I mean, I understand why they use, you know, their camera phone.
Right,
I understand that. Now transitioning a little bit to, you know, the branding of those photos,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of tools do you use for that? Like, is there a certain program that you really like, or a couple that you use to for the different font and, you know, putting your logo onto the photo?
I use Photoshop Elements 8.0. So I'm, you know, you don't necessarily have to have the latest and greatest technology. It does help. But, you know, Photoshop Elements is from a couple of years ago. It works fine. And if you want to, you know, put your watermark on it so people don't steal it, there's a way, you know, I always tell people the best university is Google University, because you can pretty much find tutorials for whatever you need. And one, you know, it's kind of hard to explain it, but you can take a brush and Photoshop Elements and you know, put a stamp on your photo. But if you're looking, you know, for a really inexpensive, easy, free way to, you know, put your own touch on your photos, there's a website called picmonkey.com, and it is awesome because it's free. You can pay for it, but their basic tools are free, and you can create really beautiful branded images using their free tools.
So it's pickmonkey.com.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And so they have different tiers where it's like...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I understand it. But you've been able to do it all with just...
Photoshop Elements.
Awesome.
Yes.
Or if you use them, the PicMonkey, you can just...
Use a free option.
Yeah, use a free option. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And working with other bloggers, like, do you get to ask them these questions? Like, hey, what are you using for photography?
Yes.
Or is it more content related?
Kind of all behind the scenes stuff. Like, what are you, you know, what do you use for, you know, this, exactly that? You know, what do you use for photos? What do you use to create collages? It's nice to be able to bounce back different ideas with them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's, you know, it's frustrating when you're on your own and you don't really have someone to ask because, you know, it's like if you're working in an office, sometimes you have a boss you can answer or someone who's really knowledgeable. But when you're by yourself, like I said, it's a different arena.
It is different. And I can contest that as well. Like, I definitely work on my own and I have, you know, different outlets online that I go to,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, on a daily basis, it's me, myself, and I.
Right, I know, yeah,
So I get that. But it's good to know that there's different organizations out there and networks where bloggers can come together and, you know, utilize, you know, what the other might have a trade in.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
And ask some questions. So I'm glad to know that. And
yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from our break.
He used to pester me for a walk. Now, it's the other way around. Hoag's physicians perform more orthopedic procedures than any other hospital in Orange County. Our orthopedic program, in fact, ranks among the top five in the entire country. So whatever it is you live for, you can get back to it sooner. Because as it turns out, the best part of life is simply living it. Hoag for Life. Visit us at www.hoag.org.
Do you want a free analysis of your inbound marketing? Do you want it in 30 seconds or less? Then check out Marketing Grader, the free marketing tool from HubSpot. It's simple. Just go to marketinggrader.com, enter the URL that you want to analyze, and Marketing Grader will instantly give you a detailed report grading your lead generation, mobile marketing, social media, competitive benchmarking, and more. It's simple, it's powerful, and it's free. MarketingGrader.com.
All right, let's get back to Cheryl Hawley's discussion about beauty blogging here today. How many beauty blogs are there?
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
Yeah. I mean, is there a barrier to entry? And I mean, there must be good ones and bad ones. And is there some way to sift through the good ones and I mean the bad ones to find the good ones?
You know, it's hard because, you know, there's literally thousands out there, and anyone can make a blog. I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with what shows up on Google. If you type in, you know, you're looking for a certain product, you know, the better ones will pop up first, and that's like the true testimony for, you
know. Unless they're sponsored.
Unless they're sponsored, right, it's true.
And does the industry sponsor many blogs? I mean, and give me an example of, like, I don't know, would Maybelline Cosmetics or something sponsor a blog, or would they create their own?
Yeah, you know, I think they have their own, a lot of those bigger brands do have their own blogs, but a lot of them will work with some of the bigger bloggers to create, you know, content that's not necessarily sponsored, but, you know, it features the blogger talking about that specific product.
And last question, do you get lots of free samples?
I do. But they're not always free. Free isn't free.
Yeah, yes, I know. You have to create stories around those. Right.
I know the number one question I get asked is, how do you get all that free stuff? But, you know, it's not really free. It's stuff that you have to work for and, you know, you have to really create, you know, a really nice image around, so.
It is really fun, though.
It is fun.
Being a fellow beauty / wellness blogger myself, I love when it's like Christmas all year round.
It is.
Like, my roommates are, Cheryl, you always get boxes sent to the house.
I know, I think my mom, you know, I live with my parents, and my mom is like, what's she doing? What is she spending on? So.
I know. And then it's fun to have friends come over and like be like, I want to play with your makeup or like, you know.
Yeah.
So, but free is definitely not free. And, you know, but for myself, I really enjoy what I do as well. So I love taking those pictures and getting really creative with it. Mm-hmm. You know, as with anything, it takes time to do stuff like that. But,
right.
But I enjoy it. So, I want to talk a little bit now about, you know, social media and online marketing. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, building your blog and networking with other bloggers. But let's now talk about, like, online research. Like, if you were, okay, so to new bloggers out there, you know, how would you suggest that they get started with their social media accounts? And how would you suggest that they start doing their own research of, like, maybe finding their niche?
You know, a lot of it is just doing you. Because I remember, okay, years ago, it applies globally. Years ago, I went to see the Pioneer Woman, who is like one of the internet blogging icons out there. She's huge. And I went to see her at a book signing. And I asked her, and this is when I was, you know, fairly new to blogging. And I said, so how do you, you know, how do you make a successful blog? And she said, you know, you have to do what you love. And I really believe there's a market for everyone. There's room for everyone in beauty blogging. Everyone has their own spin on things. And it's really about being authentic to your own voice. It's about being showing what you love, being unique. Don't feel like you have to do, if a certain top blogger writes a certain way, you don't have to copy that. You know, do it your own way. Give it your own spin. So if you're a new blogger, this is my number one advice. You do you. Just be yourself. And don't worry about competition. If you build it, they will come. And that is the truth. And there was a time when, you know, in the first 6 months of my blog, I was seriously considering shutting it down because, you know, just certain things had happened and I was just like, you know, what's the point? But then, you know, one of my posts is about the aspirin mask. It's about how to use uncoated aspirin to make your skin clear. And that had gone, it had gone, you know, one day I noticed that my site traffic had gone through the roof and I was just completely shocked. And I was like, how did that happen? And so I researched it and there's a website called StumbleUpon and someone had stumbled that post and it went just, that's like one of the posts that if I ever stop blogging, if I ever stop posting, I could keep my blog up and still make money because of that post. So,
because of StumbleUpon or because of the post?
Because of the post. Because since then, it's not just become popular on StumbleUpon. It's become, it's one of the top pins that I have on Pinterest. And Pinterest wasn't around when I started blogging. But it's a new form that's really been, you know, very successful to help me promote certain posts. But, you know, that was an instructional post. It was something I called Breaking Down Beauty. And it's something that has been very good for, you know, one thing I learned is it's not about doing reviews and reviews and reviews. You can do that. But, you know, people love how-tos. People love DIY. People love seeing exactly what goes behind doing certain makeup looks or certain techniques. I know I do. I really love seeing how certain things are done. I love being able to access that on, you know, at my fingertips. So if you're a new blogger, just, you know, be yourself. Don't worry about competition. And think about ways that you can be unique. Think about ways, how can you put your own twist on something that you think has been done time and time again?
Well, isn't it, for myself, I know that, like, once I started, you know, my niche, if you will, you know, like, because I knew I wanted to focus on beauty, but beauty for me is really widespread.
Yes.
So, you know, once I started blogging, then I started realizing, well, you know, I want to focus on this area of beauty, or I want to, you know, transition to wellness products and, you know, spas and things like that. So I think once you start getting the momentum, you know, within yourself, that's when you really start to flourish and
exactly and
kind of evolve, right?
Yes.
And I love that. And, you know, I for myself, I always get questions, you know, like, well, I don't know how to start a blog. How do I do that?
I'm right.
Like,
yeah. All
just
the time.
Do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, you just
and
do
is
it.
That your advice as well?
Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of, there's this, okay, I'm going to, name check her. Her name is Amy Lynn Andrews, and she runs a blog about how to start blogs and a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff in blogging, and it's general. It's not just beauty. But she has some really great tutorials about how to start a blog. And, you know, there's different ways you can do it. You can go to blogger.com or wordpress.com, and that's those are the starting steps to getting into, you know, your own blog.
Now, those are forums for website building, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
WordPress and blogger.com.
Yes.
So you could start there, anybody who's listening.
Yes.
Not just ladies.
No. Anyone.
Yeah, anyone. Anyone can start there.
Mm-hmm.
I started with Joomla, which I do not recommend.
No?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of HTML coding in that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't have time for that.
No.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, so then I transferred to WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
WordPress has been really good for me. I have not used blogger.com yet.
I have used Blogger for, you know, something else I had done in the past, but it was kind of frustrating to me, and a lot of people do like it, but personally, I prefer WordPress. It's easier, it's self-explanatory, and it's really user-friendly, so I prefer WordPress.
You know, you made me think of somebody else, too, that has really great, for new bloggers, Blogger Babes. Blogger Babes, she's Heidi out of LA, Blogger Babes, I think it's bloggerbabes.com, and she has all kinds of tutorials for finding your niche and learning how to blog and, you know, just different tips to help you along the way. So, and I know she's got a email newsletter thing set up as well, so you can sign up for that online, I'm sure.
That sounds good.
So with brands and things like that online through social media, what's your favorite platform for finding that inspiration from different brands that you look to?
You know, I have two that I really love. I love Pinterest and I love Instagram. I'm kind of tired of Facebook. I'm over Facebook. But I think Instagram is a really great way to connect with brands. It's a really great way to connect with people who have your same interests. And it's fast and it's easy. And it's drama-free. Because, you know, personally, you know, when your relatives can see your Facebook posts. And a lot of my relatives have not figured out Instagram yet. So it's...
Oh, no. Did you tell them you're going to be on my show?
No.
Because they might know now.
No, there's no way.
That's great.
That's the truth. But I love that you can connect with people really easily on Instagram. And I have found new products through Instagram that I wouldn't have found otherwise because I follow certain, you know, YouTube gurus or other beauty bloggers talking about what they love. And I love Pinterest because it's such a great way to find it. It's photo rich. It's like a photo encyclopedia of anything you can imagine.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It is for sure. And so, and they do video now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you can do video on Pinterest. So you link it to your YouTube.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's cross.
Yes.
But, so then, you know, you use Instagram. So you said to find brands. Do you actually talk to those brands? Like, will you leave a comment on like the photo thread?
You can. You leave a comment or you can take a photo of something that you, of theirs that you own and tag them in it. You have the option to tag or give them an @. And, you know, when you're writing your status, say @ NYX Cosmetics or @ Maybelline USA. But you know, there's a couple of brands that, you know, like other bloggers have talked about, like LA Girl concealers. And I had never heard of the LA Girl line before brand, but I saw a lot of people saying, oh, this is a really great concealer. It's just like MAC, but it's $2. So, you know, that made me say, okay, I have to find out about this. So I went out and on my own purchased those and I'm like, okay, these are great.
And now what was that?
LA Girl Pro Conceal HD Concealers.
Okay.
And they are awesome. They really are. They feel and look exactly like something that would be more expensive, but they just cost $250.
I've never actually even heard of them, so
yes,
I'm glad
write it down.
Brought that up. I am.
Yeah. But there's another line. I've never personally used this brand myself. It's called Motives Cosmetics. And they're a great case study because they don't do traditional advertising, but they have really built their brand by working with Instagrammers. And it's fairly interesting because there are a lot of beauty people, big beauty names who have millions of followers on Instagram who don't have a traditional blog. One of them that everyone knows of is Vegas Nay, and she has millions and millions and millions of followers. And just by she doesn't even post her looks all the time. She posts looks of other people that she really likes. And she's become, you know, a big name because of she takes beautiful photos, she does beautiful makeup looks, and she's helped a lot of, you know, brands like Anastasia Beverly Hills and Modus Cosmetics grow. So
she doesn't even have a blog herself?
No, she doesn't even have a blog.
Does she have a Facebook or she just has Instagram?
Just Instagram. I mean, her Facebook followers are 3,000 as compared to millions on Instagram.
Isn't that interesting?
How fascinating.
Like, yeah, it really is. It is fascinating.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, you could be so popular in one medium, mm-hmm. and I guess that's what we're both saying is like, you just do it. You know?
Just do it.
You just do it. And then you find out which platform responds to you better, right?
Right, exactly.
And then from that, you could create strategy to build your awareness mm-hmm. and engagement on these other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So with Pinterest for you, do you use that as like to drive traffic to your blog or do you use that for your photos?
I do that to drive traffic to my blog and I also do it to, you know, it's great. It has two benefits for me. So one thing I do is I use it to pin photos that I like. I do, you know, I don't wear a lot of nail art, but I'm really interested in nail art. So I have a separate board for nail art for nail looks that I love, nail polish colors that I love. And that drives a lot of people to follow me. So that takes up my followers.
The nail industry is huge.
Huge.
I mean, like, seriously.
Here's my tip for any bloggers. Do nail swatches on your blog because that is a way to drive up readership. People love nails.
They do. And
yeah.
I had no idea until I started getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a couple conferences and there were these girls that were like, oh, Cheryl, yeah, from the Skinny on Beauty or Unite Socially, whichever one they knew me from. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm sorry, wait, who are you? You know?
Yeah.
And some of them got offended, and I'm like, but you only have your nails in your photo. Like,
yeah, so how are you supposed to know?
How am I supposed to know what you look like?
Yeah.
But then, of course, you know, well, once they told me their blog name, I
mm-hmm.
knew who they were.
Yeah.
But, you know, nails are huge, and so I agree with you. And they are coming out with some awesome holiday nail art.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of you have seen it, or if you've seen it. I mean, it's amazing out there, especially on Pinterest.
It's amazing. Like, I found the cutest. It was like elf pint nail art, and it was just creative and genius.
Nice.
And people love to see that. People love those ideas. So it's not only for that, but, you know, I'll do photos of my stuff and put, you know, that link back to my blog. And that
right.
brings a lot of people. So, like,
we'll talk about a little bit more of the holiday inspiring nail art and gift sets when we come back from our break.
Okay.
Smart Business Network is a business-to-business multimedia company providing insight, advice, and strategy for C-level executives of fast growth, middle market, and large companies. As one of the nation's largest publishers of local management journals, under the Smart Business name, Smart Business Network publishes 19 regional print editions, presents dozens of large and small-scale business conferences and award programs, and produces a vibrant interactive digital media presence. For more information, visit us at www.sbnonline.com.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is all on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Okay, we're just sitting here painting little elves on our nails here today here. Elf. Nail art. That's what I want to have.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
I'm getting a snowman on my pinky toe.
Are you? I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet. I may go all natural today here. I'm not putting anything on it. All right, we got a couple minutes to wrap it up here.
Yes, let's jump right in. I want to talk about some holiday gift set ideas. I love Crown Brush. Mm-hmm. I love their individuality, and they have some great professional cosmetic brush sets right now that are mm-hmm. on sale. Their Luna brush set, it's got like a little red designer brush tube that's perfect for the holidays. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like this round red cylinder brush tube that all of their brushes go neatly in, and it's under $25.
Yeah, this is really a great time of year to get sets, and, you know, if you're really looking, like if you're a makeup artist or you're new to makeup, this is the time of year to really invest in gift sets, because that allows you to try more products mm-hmm. at prices that won't break the bank.
Yes. And so what are some of your ideas?
I love Urban Decay eyeliners. They're some of my favorite, and they have a set called the Ocho Loco set, mm-hmm. and it's really cute because you get a lot of their, you know, their eyeliners, and you don't have to, you know, pay a lot of money. And right now I have with me a $10 set from Bare Minerals that I just got yesterday at Ulta, and it's called Go for the Glow, and it's a $44 value.
Wow.
So you are saving a lot of money. You get three full-size products that, you know, normally are much more expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Too Faced also has some great holiday sets right now, and they're under $25 as well, so check them out.
Yes.
And
what you should do, that we're going to give you a best practice here, when you post this show
uh-huh.
on the everything, put the links to that in there.
Okay.
So that people can follow up. I can see people frantically trying to write these things down
right.
and remember
yes.
something. So when they go back,
right.
you know, mention the show notes there, and you can link to this stuff.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, that's a great idea. Burt's Bees as well. Have you seen their holiday gift set?
So cute. And Burt's Bees is great because it's not just for the, you know, everyday makeup user. It's for all ages. It's
yes.
for, you know, young girls.
Uh-huh.
You know, anyone who really, you know, likes lip balm or, you know, moisturizers.
Right, right. And they have some that are like, I mean, they're like $10. Like,
oh yeah.
There's one that's like tip and toes,
mm-hmm.
and it's just to avoid all the winter woes, and you know, you pamper your feet, you know, with like $10 gift set. So
it's a great time of year to like buy little cute sets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have any other ones that you really like?
I wanted to talk about Ipsy. Ipsy
okay.
this is a great gift idea. Basically, an Ipsy bag. It's $10 a month, and you can buy someone a subscription for like $110, and every month they get a makeup bag filled with 5 full-size makeup products.
Really?
Yes. And I love Ipsy.
Oh my gosh.
So,
okay, so how do you spell it, and what's the website?
IPSY.com. And it was co-founded by Michelle Phan, who is one of the,
love her. She's going to be on my show.
Oh, she is?
Well, I'm putting it out there.
Okay,
it's
Michelle.
It's an affirmation.
Yeah, Michelle Phan
will be on
the show.
Will be on my show.
Yes. In 2014.
Yes, exactly.
But she's like one of the, you know, the biggest bloggers, and she's made such a great, you know, fortune doing blogging and branching out.
She has. I actually saw her at Social Media Week LA,
mm-hmm.
and I got to interview her there.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then we, you know, whatever. She spoke, and mm-hmm. we had a picture, and I went up to the lady, for, you know, her PR lady, and was like, I would really like to
she's
have her on
She's a PR lady?
Show.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, yeah. She's got one here in L.A., one in New York.
Dang, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think isn't it Estee Lauder that just backed her new line?
I think it's L'Oreal.
Oh, L'Oreal. Okay.
So I'm putting it out there. I'm going to have a publicist in L.A. and New York in 2014, okay?
That's actually a great transition. I wanted to talk to you about, you know, your favorite quote. And I always, you know, talk about, you know, that's at the end of my show, because I think quotes are great affirmations,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're just mm-hmm. something simple that you can, you know, wake up to or go to sleep to.
Yes.
So what is your favorite quote, Sheila?
My favorite quote is by Kevin O'Quan, who is, I just love him. I've loved him for so many years. He was such a talented makeup artist and you know, a gentle spirit. And his quote that I love is, "Today I see beauty everywhere I go, in every face I see, in every single soul." And I love that because that's what I kind of try, I want to promote on Painted Ladies.
Yes, yes. And I think you do a great job at that.
Thank you.
And, you know, mine for this week, I always bring a different quote every week. And it's by Marianne Ratchmacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a holiday quote. It's, "May your walls know joy. May every room hold laughter. and every window open to great possibility.
That's beautiful.
I love that. And I'm so grateful that you were on the show today.
Well, thank you
I
for inviting me.
I love your blog. Oh. Yes, yes. And, you know, you're going to have to come back and, you know, a year and let me know how your blog has grown then.
Yes.
And if you guys have any more questions for Sheila, you can, you know, message her on Facebook, Painted Ladies, or you can visit her website, which is painted-ladies.com.
Yes, please do.
And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the only tech-savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. Tuesdays at noon, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.